We're joined now by Gino Seal, the owner of one of the finest beards on earth. He's also a husband, a father, and a Kentuckian forever. In his spare time, he's a singer, guitar picker, and captivating songwriter. His connections and love in the Appalachian music movement are authentic and far-reaching. Welcome to the show, Gino.
Hey, thanks for having me, Ethan. Hope you're doing well, and thanks for the kind words there, man.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us, and let's go ahead and jump right in. Whenever anyone attends one of your shows, of course, everybody is always enjoying your performance, but one thing that makes it unique is you'll see other artists in attendance. You're kind of an artist's artist type performer. Give us a quick peek into what made you Gino Seal the artist.
Oh, man, hitting with the tough questions. I don't know. It's a tough question, a kind of an uncomfortable question. I mean, nobody really likes to talk about themselves that much, but I don't really. I would like to think. I would like to think it's because I just sort of leave it all on the stage. I really do try to sort of give it everything that I have. You know, if that makes sense, it's almost. Maybe like acting out the songs or the emotions of the songs, or it's just putting everything that I've got into, any given show. You know, I would like to say that I don't think that I've ever phoned one in. There may have been times that I was, tired from work or not feeling great or something like that, but I do try to give everything that I have to the performance, and I would hope that that's it. That's about the best answer that I can give. I'm not sure.
Oh, I think that's extremely truthful. I have to admit, the times I've been blessed enough to be able to run audio for you, you can't not feel when you sing. I mean, it just you put everything out there, and it's always an incredible time.
That makes me happy to hear that. I mean, it's the ultimate goal, as I've said before, that they're for me. I know that kind of sounds selfish, but I write those things to get those out. But we're all looking for some sort of connection, and whether that's it's all emotional on whatever level. Whether it's a line that touched somebody, or they can feel the performance, or whatever. So that's all you can really hope for. So that makes me happy to hear you say that.
Well, let's transition a little bit. Of course, before the virus outbreak started, artists faced challenges in our area anyway. We were, of course, in the artist world, they're often asked to play for exposure, hoping that the merch sales will get them the gas money to do it again the next time.
Sure.
Of course, right now, there's a whole different set of challenges. Would you mind to kind of explain to our listening audience what challenges the artists are facing right now with the COVID quarantine stuff going on?
Sure. Well, you've got, there's different levels of artists, people that have a set of goals for what they're aiming to do with their, quote unquote career. Myself, I work a full-time job, and for me, this is an ugly work. It's sort of a hobby for me. It's a thing that I get to go out and I enjoy and have fun with, and it doesn't make it any less important for me, but that's just where I am with my career. And then you have folks that are making an honest go of this thing, that this is their job. It's their livelihood. Now I do know some of my friends that will work an odd job here and there to sort of subsidize that income and everything, but there's a lot of these folks that it's their very livelihood. That's what they're aiming to do with their lives. They're probably not going to work regular jobs. They're just their career musicians. And with that said, you've got a lot of, it starts to branch out from there. These folks are having a hard time. The money's stopped. And with that said, when you branch out from that, these venues that are hosting these things, the places that we love to go see shows, play shows, attend as fans and all that kind of stuff. They're having a harder time now too, because they've got no shows to book. We can't book an artist. We can't have folks gathered in here and spreading this nasty thing that's going on right now. So, local businesses and eateries and all this stuff that people would congregate and, eat beforehand and then go to the show and all that kind of stuff. So it's this really crazy snowball effect, man. That's kind of, scary. Leaves some, you know, I'm a little anxious about things myself. I would be lying to you if I said that I wasn't, you know, the state of the economy and knowing that you've got friends and stuff that are probably having a tough time, you know, it's unsettling for sure.
Definitely, definitely. And I know, speaking specifically on the artist side, we see artists, of course, doing live events on digital platforms right now with links to their merch and digital tip jars. But for the full-time, and like you said, even the part-time musician, this is still lacking in helping them make ends meet sometimes. What would be your suggestion right now to fellow musicians, music livers, movement supporters, our radio listeners, possibly to help out during this time, if you could kind of give any guidance?
You know, the thing, I mean, it's probably stuff that's already been said before, Ethan. I mean, it's, you know, try, you know, to buy merch. I know that there were some folks that were doing live stream shows, which is great, and I think they were posting info about how you could, you know, send them some cash their way and stuff like that, like, you know, donations and stuff for their performance. And there were some folks that were doing some new projects that were sort of a direct-to-vinyl type project. I thought that was really neat, you know, sort of a one-off kind of thing. You could purchase from them and have this unique, one-of-a-kind performance. And then, you know, there's always merch. There's a lot of these artists that they do have websites. You know, they're far more tech savvy than I am, and they've got websites and everything that you can, you know, browse away and shop online and purchase stuff from them directly. And I can assure you that there are plenty of those folks that, if they don't have a website or whatever, would have no problem with you, you know, reaching out to them and probably getting you something in the mail or however that would work. There might be a little bit of a delay in delivery, but I'm sure that they could make that happen. But local businesses and those local establishments, I do believe that they all have gift cards and they all have, you know, all that kind of stuff. Just that's about the best that I think we can do right now, Ethan. I'm not, unfortunately, I wish I had something. I mean, I really wish I had something better to offer in that respect of things. It's just a, you know, it's a tough time, and it's, that doesn't make it any easier by saying that. It just unfortunately is kind of just what we're dealing with at the moment.
Absolutely. And I think it helps just making people aware of the situation. Cause again, when we're faced with circumstances like we're faced with right now, sometimes sure, it's so easy to get tunnel vision that we don't necessarily, you know, think outside of our situation. So no, I appreciate your perspective in this. And to kind of change gears, of course, I'm talking to you at home right now. How are your youngins handling being locked up during this time?
Well, so far, surprisingly well. I've only broken up maybe a couple of fist fights, so I think they're doing pretty good. So we're two or three fist fights under our belt, and so they've been doing really well. And thank you for asking. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. And for the listeners that don't know, your wife is actually a nurse at Mercy Health, isn't that right?
Yes, sir. Yes. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I was just going to ask what you all were doing to kind of support Mama D during this time.
Well, I know that, you know, there's several things that she, you know, she can't talk about and all that kind of stuff from home or whatever. But I do know that she's, you know, I think it's a stressful time for anybody in healthcare. And I've had, it's been very sweet. We've actually had several folks text me to ask how my wife is doing, which I thought was just so sweet. You know, they would check in, but their first question is, how's your wife doing? You know, knowing that she works in healthcare and to, you know, to let me know that I make sure that to tell her that they appreciate what she's doing and all that kind of stuff. So that's been really sweet. And I'm certain that's given her some encouragement. I'm sure everybody's read stories about everybody around the country and some of the nightmare situations they're having to deal with and stuff like that. So any bit of support, you know, kind words or anything you can reach out and let those people know absolutely has to be a help to them, you know. She's doing good. Mama D is a trooper. She's she never complains, and I think she's a whole lot tougher than I ever will be, you know. So I'm thankful for her, and she's a trooper. She's trudging right along and doing great.
Awesome. Well, let's wrap up on a completely random question to give a window into your home here. So, okay. So what is your family's binge TV show of choice during this lockdown? What are you guys watching together?
Okay, watching together. Oh, Lord, man. That's kind of, I'm not sure if we can get one. Now, we are fans of Star Wars. We do watch Star Wars quite a bit. We do have to get rooked into watching the Monsters, Inc., the Monsters University, and Monsters, Inc. Some days just on repeat. We just go back and forth. Several times. So I would have to say Star Wars and probably Monsters, Inc.
There you go. So your household is being powered partially by screams. Is that what's happening?
Absolutely. Yes. Oh,
well, we want to thank you so much for your time, Gino. We really appreciate you, and keep on keeping on, man.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor, and I appreciate any time that I get to be on air with you guys. I really do appreciate these, and thanks.
Thank you, Gino.